Oh, welcome to the Brandon Drury Podcast. You know, I have to admit that when COVID died, when COVID died June 1st, which is the number I made up, the date I made up, after that, I was kind of like lacking an enemy. And of course, the enemy isn't the virus itself, because I don't really, it hasn't really been that formidable of a virus in my land, and maybe I'm lucky. But for where I sit, I don't know anybody who's died from it. And so that seems weird for all the pandemonium that went on in 2020. It seemed odd that I didn't know anybody that died. Not that I wanted anybody to die. I'd rather be wrong. Either way, so it was weird when after June 1st, it's like, well, what am I mad about? And, you know, some of the podcasts I listen to kind of rant and rave about the way the government has completely mishandled the COVID thing. And I kind of got where I wasn't too interested in listening to those anymore. We lost our hot topic. The same way the liberal institutions are, you know, like the media, liberal media is having real trouble, you know, after Trump is gone. It's like, well, who's our enemy now? And so, yeah, mishandling the coronavirus has been a big thing in my life. And of course, now, you know, it's July 15th when I record this. We've got this Delta variant. And if you check the news at all, they're trying to scare the living shit out of us again. And almost all of the talk has been very, what's the right word? It's leading you in a direction. It's implicitly trying to scare the shit out of you. The same way that salesmen implicitly stack on six or seven little kind of bullshit statements. And in your mind, they go, okay, you've convinced, you've shifted gears. You've changed your mind. But each individual little piece of evidence is horseshit. Here's a good one from USA Today. The CDC says the Delta variant, which was first identified in India, not sure why that matters. Brown people started this. Oh, fuck. Delta variant is the dominant strain in the U.S., making up more than half of all new infections. And in some pockets of the country, such as the Midwest and the mountain states, the number is closer to 80%. But here's the thing. Like it sounds like, oh, this thing is huge. That number is 80%. Well, that might just mean that the original coronavirus has just dropped down that much. Remember, coronavirus officially, and you know, my official is in Brandon Drury's bullshit made-up number, was June 1st. We had 45 days. Lots of people are vaccinated now. Do vaccines work? Who the fuck knows? They say they do. And if what they say is true, which was always the case, then we definitely should be seeing a reduction in COVID across the board. Now, so with that in mind, like that particular little tidbit doesn't mean shit. Like, why are they saying the percentage of COVID is this or that? It doesn't tell us anything. And that this same relativism, the same percentage scale they've been using a lot with the kids. So let me see if I find my other one. And the kids one is probably the scariest one. I mean, that was kind of how I was with COVID. Once I realized that kids were fine and really it was just killing like old people and fat people and sick people. Anybody healthy has nothing to worry about. And anybody who's sick or fat or old automatically goes, holy shit, I'm staying home. And maybe I will wear 3 masks. And maybe I will don't worry about the politics and just chance it. Or not chance it, I should say. And I'm just going to stay home and keep my damn mask on at home even. And you know, I'm not going to judge any of those people. You got to figure out your own way. It's hard. And this shit is very complicated, very tricky. And no one has the right answers. But what I've noticed is everyone took care of themselves during this pandemic, particularly ones you didn't have to protect anyone else. And of course, we have the hall monitors, and that's like the extreme left on Twitter that, you know, they wear 6 masks and at 6 Flags. You know, I saw some of that a little bit last week when I took the kid there on vacation. And fine, those people can be, you know, they can assess risk however they want to, but it's pretty fucking clear that kids aren't in danger. They weren't in danger before, and now, well, actually, I have a number on that I found this morning. Let's see, was this, where'd it go? Well, here, I guess this is a better way of summing it up. This was from, the website was cut off. I think it was WHO? It was some official site. I can dig it up if we have to. It says, quote, so far, the U.S. hasn't classified any coronavirus variants as high consequence. What the fuck are we doing? And so now it's July 15th. In 1 month, the kid will be in school. And they're going to scare these kids into wearing fucking masks again. You know, my kid wouldn't take his mask off when school ended. School ended like May 20th or something. And he would go places and he would cover his face. He was hiding behind his own hand because he just didn't want people to see his face. He had gotten, developed, I guess you could call it like a security blanket. And of course, all the while, you know, we had problems with him developing cold sores and pink shit on his face from too much moisture and bacteria and the cesspool that occurs when you wear a fucking mask for 8 hours straight. And he'd wear it longer than that. He would go to daycare after school, another hour or two, and he would keep his mask on when he didn't have to, because magically, daycares don't spread coronavirus. The limit at his daycare was anybody under age 9 didn't have to wear a mask. Of course, he's going to be fucking 9 here in 2 months, and so that might, I mean, it gets so fucked up. But so they're bringing up this, with the Delta variant, they're saying, oh, now kids are in danger. Well, what's their argument? We've heard Fauci, and I also read this in an otherwise sensible blog about this. Both of them said, well, who's in risk? Who's at risk? And they said, well, since most people in America, most adults, most old people are vaccinated or close to it, you can basically scratch old people off the list of who's at risk. Now the risk is kids. And you're like, wait a minute. Because I got vaccinated, reluctantly, because I got vaccinated, my kid is in more danger? Well, no, that's not what we're saying. So vaccinating my kid, or vaccinating myself, gives my kid COVID. Is that what you're saying? No, we're not saying that. Relatively speaking is what they mean. That, you know, the danger level used to be 20%, whatever the fuck, I'm making shit up here, arbitrary numbers. And now, because the danger level went down to 10, because most people are vaccinated, again, in theory, then the kids were in danger of 11 before, and now they're still in danger of 11, apparently. So I'm saying this really shitty. Sorry, I just ran. But they're saying that, relatively speaking, the kids are in more danger. How about saying, now danger is so low, who gives a shit? Just do what you want. Have fun. And if you are in one of those, dangerous cohorts, at-risk people, sick people, fat people, old people, then you will be careful. But the kids aren't in danger. We have no evidence of this at all. And so if the kids aren't in danger, why the fuck are they trying to use that? Why are they pushing for kid vaccines now? When, and I had this vaccine in my body. I my life was shitty before, it's shitty now. I was working, basically for me, it was life pre-work and post-work is how I look at it now. And, before the Civil War, after the Civil War type of thing. And so I'm basically dead 8 hours a day. So no vaccine's a major issue to me. Like, at least the vaccine I've had, I've had zero impact on my life as far as I know it. So I can't tell any repercussions now, but 5 years from now, will my dick fall off? I don't know. Like, we really don't know about this shit. I mean, Agent Orange, how long did that take for, swarms of Vietnam vets to get hammered by that? It may take a while. We don't know what the hell they've stuck in us. And so the people that are cautious about vaccines, well, they got a point. They got a great point. And the pro-vaccine people probably have a point, too. I got caught in the middle, and I just made a dumb guess because I didn't fucking know. But I don't know why I would do that to my kids, since kids don't get sick. And I actually saw the number. Let's see if it's in my little screenshot list here. I believe it was 0.08% of sicknesses were kids. Yeah, it's not on here. It was such a small number that it did not matter. It wasn't statistically significant. It was in the noise. And of course, especially with COVID shit, you could lump. That was the problem early on. You might have fallen down the stairs, but you get labeled a COVID death. All right, well, I got to go back to my hellhole. So this is a quick one, but I felt compelled to rant a little bit about COVID. I'm out.